Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trender Bender for Thursday afternoon. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. Miles, how you doing, man?
Oh, just fucking crushing it, bruh.
Who's this guy? Crushing it, bruh. Who's this guy?
I'm always like looking out my window because everybody's like, it's raining, and everyone's, I'm like, what's all this activity? People should be in their houses. I'm an old bored man.
Yeah. I instinctively distrust anybody I see driving down the street. I'm like, where the fuck you think you're going?
What are you shopping?
Where you got to go? That's so important.
Well, yeah, it's this is our minds become, they're starting to do new things as we stay indoors. But yeah, the trends are inevitably a lot to do with coronavirus and other historical events. But 799 New Yorkers.
799 New Yorkers. Yeah, yeah.
That's how many people died in New York today. And the death that still, it's, I think, the highest number of people that have died in the city in a day.
3 days in a row that it was an all-time high.
Right. But yeah, I think the slight bit of good news that people are pointing to is that they feel like if we continue to really keep the social distancing up and as serious as we have been, like we can truly have an impact on what the final death toll is, but still, very difficult.
Yeah, the hospital admissions are at a 2-week low, so that's great. I think the deaths are lagging the hospital admissions by a couple weeks, which makes sense. And so they're hoping that low hospital admissions are a sign that we're going to see people dying going down, but you know, that's one city. And people I know who are doctors in California are saying that they think the wave is coming out in California fairly soon. So let's talk about Robert E. Lee. Why is he trending?
Confederate Surrender Day. Who'd have thought?
Is this the day?
Yeah.
This is the day that they gave up?
Yep. When they gave up the their business practices because it was a disagreement.
They suspended their campaign. They suspended their campaign. Yeah. And they were going to rise again.
Like, I remember when John Kelly, the former chief of staff, which I think was about 17 years ago, when he was, you know, longing for the days of the antebellum South. We were hearing from a lot of different Zeitgang people about like how off the education was around slavery in the Civil War. But yeah, so this is that day where
in the South.
Yeah. Where the Confederates surrendered. So there's that. End of that.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Fuck the Confederates.
Wow.
that we can maybe we can add that again. Very brave. I might even add Nazis.
Very brave take.
To the list.
Yeah.
Glad you co-host a show with such a brave individual.
Man of such integrity.
You know, I don't care, man. It might be unpopular to say it, but I'm gonna say it.
You know, Genghis Khan might have been a little bit more violent than we realize, everyone. Just so
he,
you know.
He was rough. He was rough, dude. He was rough with people.
He was rough.
He's rough around the edges.
Roughhousing.
Kaepernick is trending.
Yeah.
Yeah, too much roughhousing for that guy. He needed to stop horsing around in many ways. Horsing around, you know, because they were rode around on
Quar jokes.
Kaepernick is trending because of a fake Twitter account.
Yeah.
That went viral with a tweet saying he had signed with the Jets. Jets fans wish that he would sign with them, I'm guessing. They haven't really had a lot of success at the quarterback position. Although, I guess they have a rookie now who's not too bad, but he would be better than their backup.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Better than Mark Sanchez? That's the last Jets quarterback I remember.
Yeah, man, you're really up on that, huh?
How many quarterbacks has it been since Sanchez?
Oh, my God. Like, probably 10? 5? I don't know, man. I live in a vacuum. Over a decade ago, wasn't it?
Probably. I don't even know, man. I'm like,
yeah, I think that was a while ago, man.
I'm in and out with the NFL, man. That's like, you can see the last time I knew. Well, I went to high school with Nick Folk, who was the kicker there.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So that was actually, I think, the last time, because I think Mark Sanchez was probably the quarterback when Nick Folk was kicking there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be totally off. Anyway.
Nick Folk, what's he up to?
I don't know, man.
Sparrow is trending. So is Auntie Anne's, because somebody put up a challenge to people on Twitter. He said, Ryan K. Smith, MeWe Free, tweeted, "You're in the mall and need a quick bite. Who are you hitting up? Auntie Anne's, Panda Express, Cinnabon, or Sparrow?" I mean, I would go Sparrow, personally. Okay. That's who I am.
It all depends, right? And I think this is a fascinating...
I'm a pizza bitch.
Fascinating prompt, and it shows you how bored we are and longing for the days of old where we were in shopping malls and food courts. For me...
Yeah, just walking around.
I haven't actually...
Passing strangers.
Yeah, when I look at these options, I feel like I'm in high school again, because my mall had mostly... didn't have Auntie Anne's. But I would hit up, I never hit up Cinnabon because it was just too sweet. And I was like a hungry ass teenage boy who needed as much food as for as little money as
possible. You're not trying to get diabetes today.
I didn't like Sbarro that much because I thought the pizza wasn't as good. So I ate a lot of Panda Express. But I love Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, I do too. I really like Auntie Anne's or Annie Anne's.
Annie Anne's. Well, because now the mall where that I used to go to high school, it's now Wetzel's Pretzels. And, you know, they have nice variety, but I feel like they're doing a little too much.
Yeah.
Annie Anne's, they, that
Annie Anne's, that Parmesan, though, man, that classic one.
No, the Parmesan one for me. Ooh, ooh. And you get the little cup of
your
nacho
only
cheese.
Parmesan? Oh, fuck, man. The classic, though, where it's just like, it's mostly butter with a little bit of pretzel mixed in.
God,
and then like some,
my God, bro.
Then you got a little salt, but each individual piece of salt really like alters the texture of,
I feel like we're just like, we should be hovering around an oil drum fire right now as you regale us with this memory. Oh yeah, man, a little salt.
All right, here's your options. These four things or a can of beans.
Oh, guys, gather around. Jack's going to do one of his famous prompts.
My slam poetry about mall food court food.
There are people in tears thinking
and
about
then,
that pretzel.
As you check out from Sparrow and get a Mountain Dew, because I'm pretty sure they were a Pepsi brand.
Yep. Yep.
You look over and you think, yeah, why not? I'm going to have some of that Big Ziti.
Oh,
and the Big Ziti at Sparrow, underrated.
Oh, man.
Nice whole fucking layer of cheese
comes,
on top with some mozzarella.
Oh, he did it.
Oh, shit. It's so good.
He lost control. Oh, man.
What the fuck?
Anyway.
What's your favorite Panda Express meal?
Oh, I would just eat the hot and sour soup. A bunch of fried rice, chow mein, egg rolls, and then orange chicken. And then they started doing another chicken that was
orange chicken
more like... Yeah, I ate the most, like, just the most regular, straight up the middle Panda Express meal ever.
Yeah.
And then they started doing like another
orange chicken is basically like if fried chicken was crossed with a donut.
Good. It's delicious. It's delicious. And that lives with me because there's a lot of Pavilions supermarkets in LA that have a Panda Express built into them.
Yeah.
So I would always...
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, we'll have to explore that. That could be like the new Tabasco agreement. Or maybe it's the same parent company. I don't know.
Have you heard from Emily that like whether Ryan Johnson ever told her what the Tabasco theory is?
No, but I think we should circle back on that. And if we haven't heard back...
Yeah, we need to circle back.
Embark on our own.
Put a pin in it. We'll circle back and then we'll get back to you re the Tabasco conspiracy. Yep. All right, guys. That's going to do it for this Thursday afternoon. We're going to be back tomorrow with a whole nother episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. It slaps, as the kids say.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
Losing it, guys. I'm losing it. All right. Have a good night, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.